This time, rebound by Josh Schelke. And we have an injured high-reach player, Cody Seaman, appears to be rolling an ankle here. And he's up on his own power and seems to be okay, but he will be taking a quick sit here.
If the coach wants him in, he's going to have to take time out.
So the Harbor Beach gets the ball on at midcourt on the side. As the coach technically didn't even get time to get out there. He's on his own feet before anyone realized it. Josh Schelke drives into the lane, goes up for the layup. This one's a little bit out of control. Ball still loose. Devin Lemanski gets the rebound, takes it out to Dalton Oki. He can't make that one. And finally brought in by Kyle Abregu. Devin Lemanski undersized with a strength in that lane for Harbor Beach, and the rebounding is, I can consider him the chairman of the boards. 4:30 left in the third. Still 28-25 Peck. And Dudley in the right wing dribbling. Picks up his dribble. Top of the key to Cody Abregu. Kyle Abregu. To Dankenbring. Right at the left elbow. Now turn and shoot. Gallagher no good. Rebound Harbor Beach. Cody Seaman. Flips it up to Josh Schelke. Up to Dalton Oki with the reverse layup on the give and go. No good. And Devin Lemanski keeps it alive. Nearly brought in. Saved by Dalton Oki. And it's going to be a turnover for Harbor Beach, their first of the second half and eighth of the night.
It would have been pretty if it had gone. It was a reverse layup, but Harbor Beach is going to have to settle down, take a little bit more concentration on their shots.
Kyle Abregu, about 30 feet from their hoop, dribbling. Now he goes right into the lane, and he goes up for the layup. This one's no good. Went in with the right hand on the left side. But it was nearly stolen by Peck, but Cody Seaman's there to save it as he re-injured that ankle. And Josh Schelke goes into the lane for the jump for the layup, and he is fouled. He's going to line for two shots. This will be the first team foul against Peck in the second half. And Josh Schelke going back to the line to redeem himself. So far, he is 3-for-7 from the free throw line alone. As Harbor Beach trails by 3, check that, 2 as the first free throw is good. Josh Schelke in double digits now with 10 points. 28-26, Peck still leading by 2, but Harbor Beach has Josh Schelke trying to cut into that right now. Second free throw is good, so 2-for-2 on that trip. He's got to feel good about that, and we're back to a one-point game, 28-27. Dudley to Cody Abregu, gets across the timeline to Gallagher, and they break the press. Gallagher, left wing. Feeds us into Dankenbring against Devin Lemanski. Back out to Gallagher. And this one is tipped by Schelke and brought in by Dankenbring. And we have a held ball possession arrow favoring Harbor Beach.
Josh Schelke showed great presence of mind to see that that ball was not going anywhere. Breached in without fouling and got a jump ball. Possession arrow, Harbor Beach.
Harbor Beach trying to regain this lead here. Trailing by 1. Josh Schelke into the lane. Spin no good. Don't know. He scoops up the rebound and puts it in for 2. Lead back to Harbor Beach, the 13th lead change. 8 points for Dalton Oki. A little bit of pressure coming to Harbor Beach here from Harbor Beach, and Peck nearly threw it away. Kyle Abregu had to do some theatrics to get it back. 29-28, Harbor Beach by 1. 2:50 left in the third quarter. Cody Abregu over to Dudley, left wing, to Gallagher. At the left elbow into Dankenbring for the give and go. And he's up for 2. 8 points for Dankenbring, the sophomore, and it's back to a 1-point Peck lead, 30-29.
I think Dankenbring is having a game of his life.
Josh Schelke dribbles in, picks up his dribble, observes, and again, lets it go. No good. Dalton Oki goes up for the shot. He can't make that. Josh Schelke goes for back for the tip, and he is fouled, so he goes back to the line for 2 more shots. We have a foul against Peck's number 25, Kyle Abregu. And this should be his second, indeed it is, and the second against Peck in the half. Schelke at the line, shooting 2 more free throws. This one's good. 12 points for Schelke tonight. Substitution for Peck. Jacob Adams comes in and replaces the sophomore, Dankenbring. Tie ball game at 30 apiece. 2:20 left in the third, and Josh Schelke gives the lead back to Harbor Beach by 1 with another made free throw. Gallagher gets across the timeline to Kyle Abregu, back up to Adams, back to Abregu, and Dalton Oki gets a little bit of a tip on that one, and it is still loose here after about 3 attempted shots from Peck, and Harbor Beach finally brings it in. Ivory Beach leading by one, 31-30. Cody Seaman down to Dalton Oakey, the right block. Back up to Shelkey, top of the key, dribbles in for the layup, and maneuvers around a few players and in for two. Josh Shelkey with 6 points in this quarter of Ivory Beach's 10 points. It's 33-30, a three-point lead for Ivory Beach. Check that, a one-point lead as Cody Abregu's ball sat on that rim for about 5 seconds. It's back to a one-point game, 33-32. Josh Shelkey goes into the lane. This one's no good. And rebound, Adams for Peck. Cody Abrego up to Gallagher. Into the middle to Adams. Back over to Dudley for three. Yes! Caleb Dudley now with 7 points. It's a two-point Peck lead, 35-33. A minute 15 left in the third. We've got a barn burner, folks. Austin sells for three, left wing, no good. Rebound still loose. Devin Lemanski back up to Cody Seaman. He takes this three, no good, way off the mark. And rebound by Gallagher. You wonder if that ankle is hurting Cody Seaman at all.
The shot didn't exactly look very good, but Cody's gutting it out there.
Less than a minute to play in the third, 52 seconds. 35-33, Peck by two. Adams with it left wing over to Dudley for three, and right wing, no good. Rebound Peck, though. Back up to Dudley, resets the offense. 40 seconds left in the third. Two-point ball game. Cody Abregu against Seaman, right wing. High reach coming out to man-to-man. Drives down in the lane, picks up his dribble. Adams left wing. Trying to feed him to Cal Abregu, kicks it back out to him. Adams goes into the lane, back over to Cal Abregu. Wide open for the layup from the left side. Kyle Abregu with 15 points. It's out to a four-point lead. Ties their largest of the night.
It was a nice drive by Jacob Adams on drive, draw, and dish.
10 seconds left. Josh Shelkey, top of the key. Over to the left wing to Austin Sells for three. No good. Rebound Gallagher with 4 seconds left. Cody Abregu at midcourt. Over to Kyle Abregu for the three at the buzzer. This one's no good. And on to the fourth quarter with Peck leading by four. 37-33 on the WLEW Sports Network.
DS Services of Cass City is your number one source for farm and commercial grain bins, grain dryers, and material handling equipment. From minor repairs to updating facilities, site design, or brand new complete systems, they can handle it all. DS Services features Stormore grain bins, MCN Nico grain dryers, and Honeyville grain handling equipment, just to name a few of the more than 22 major equipment suppliers at their disposal. They've been providing solutions for farm and commercial grain facilities for nearly 30 years. They've done this by providing quality millwright work, crane rentals, a large parts inventory, and much more. With deep winter discounts going on, now is the time to get next year's projects into the schedule. For more information, visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318. Grain storage is a great way to add more profit to your bottom line. Call DS Services today and let them show you why they truly want to add margin to your success.
On to the final act here. It is Harbor Beach trailing Peck 37-33 as Kyle Abregu gets it in the right block. Double team coming from him. Back up to Gallagher, left wing now over to Cody Abregu to reset the offense. Kyle Abregu from 25 feet away from the hoop. Back up Gallagher, top of the key. Peck running their motion offense, leading Harbor Beach by four. Adams, right wing, over to Dudley, left wing. Being guarded by Seaman. Back up top of the key to Cody Abregu. A little miscommunication on the defense there. Kyle Abregu now at the free throw line. Back to Gallagher. 7:25 left in the fourth quarter. 37-33 Peck over Harbor Beach. Adams can't hang on to it. Cody Seaman strips it. And it's going to be off the leg of Peck. That is their first turnover of the second half. Now with eight. 7:17 left in the fourth. Harbor Beach trails by four with the ball. Right to left across your radio in white jerseys, orange numbers and lettering. Josh Shelkey picks up his dribble over to Cody Seaman, right wing, trying to feed it into Dalton Oakey. Back up Shelkey, left wing, dribbles back over to the right wing. At the left elbow, over to Lemanski, and the layup to Dalton Oakey is good. Dalton Oakey with 10 points in the night. And it is a 37-35 game now, Peck by two. Kyle Abregu from 35 feet. over to Adams' right wing. Top of the key,